We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Ahavat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Yud in the Standard Edition, Reish Ayin Chet in the Zelgman Edition. V'da'od, I want you to know further, says the Chafetz Chaim, d'mitzvat achnasat ochim noheg af ba'ashirim. This is a very important idea that people sometimes miss. The mitzvah of taking in guests applies to wealthy people too. Sometimes we assume, when do you have a mitzvah to take in a guest? When it's a pauper one, someone who can't afford any better. No, sometimes people who are affluent, they also need a place to stay. Kmo shekatav b'sefer Yesh Nochlin, in the work, in the Yesh Nochlin, he quotes the Ma'aril. Ve'av she'en tzrichin letovato. Sometimes you feel like he doesn't need me. He could go get himself a hotel room. Afilu hachi hakabla shen kabeltam b'fanim yafot. Nonetheless, when one greets them warmly, umishtadel shamsham ul chavdam lefi chvodam, and he tries to treat them well and honor them in accordance with their stature, he mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. I remember this goes back 15 years ago, 16 years ago, maybe more. There was a rabbi who invited me for a Shabbos meal. And I was in yeshiva, you know, a regular American boy. I was being funded by my parents. I didn't need the Shabbos meal. And this rabbi had 12, 13 kids, one room, little coil heaters. The house was freezing. Everyone was sitting there in their sweaters and winter coats. And he told me, before he invited me for Shabbos, he said to me, I just want you to know that you're not going to be reva off. So I didn't know what he meant. So I said, no problem, fine, whatever. What's reva off? Reva off is a quarter of a chicken. Usually you invite a guest, so you add a quarter of a chicken. You add a certain amount to give that guest. So he was telling me that they can't afford chicken for Shabbos. They make some kind of, what do you call it in English? Some kind of pie. That's what they make in honor of Shabbos. And I shouldn't be disappointed. So I showed up there, and I remember they took a little bowl of salad and they put it in front of me. Now, where I came from, I thought that's what they were serving me. But it looked like a serving bowl. So I said, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait and see what happens. So I didn't move. I just sat there smiling politely and didn't say a word. And eventually, he says to me, why don't you take and pass it on? So I'm thinking, like, what am I supposed to take? Right? But the whole meal, he and his kids were literally standing like servants by me. Like, what else can we get you? And I can tell you that I didn't need the food they gave me. But I never in my life was a guest in someone's house where I felt more honored. Here I am, a little student, and he and his kids were all standing on foot. Everything was, would the guest want this? Would you want that? They couldn't afford much, but they could give a feeling of importance. And I can tell you till today, I've been a guest by people, and I've never had such an amazing feeling like when I was by them. I walked away feeling like, what's going on here? How come they're treating me like that? But it gave a person a good feeling. So the Chafetz Chaim says, treating a person warmly, treating a person well, taking in a guest and giving him a good feeling, you can give that to a person who doesn't need the food. There's something that we all need that's bigger than food.
It's not food, it's company. It's being with a family. You can go be in a million-dollar hotel, but you're alone. It's crazy. Do that. And you can't say Kiddush nicely. You say Kiddush with a family, it's different. You know, different Shechina, different mitzvahs, you know. It's, you get more mitzvahs, and it's better for you, and it's better for the family.
The Gemara says, "Uleven shinayim mechalav." The verse describes one of the tribes has so much milk; it's their teeth are chachlili einayim miyain. Their eyes are always bloodshot because they're drinking wine. They have a plethora of grapes in their portion. Uleven shinayim mechalav, and their teeth are always white because they're drinking so much milk. So the Talmud understood that verse to have an alternate meaning. Uleven shinayim, showing the white of one's teeth, smiling to someone, is mechalav, is more important than offering him a glass of milk. And, we're all thirsting for that feeling that I'm liked, people like me. And if I can give someone that feeling, I've given him so much more than a glass of milk. A glass of milk you could get by other people. But a smile, a warm smile, an accepting smile, that's something different. I heard maybe I shouldn't give away this secret, but I heard from numerous guys that they felt that this girl was right for them. When one guy told me, she called me up before the date and reminded me to bring my lactate. So suddenly she showed she cared for him. You know what lactate is? So I would think that's an embarrassment, right? But he felt she's... no, lactate is a pill that people are lactose intolerant. They take it. No, she's saying, I know that you have stomach problems and you have stomach aches if you're going to eat milk and not take your lactate. So she called him, told him to she reminded him to do that. Another guy, she called him and said, you know, I heard it's going to be cold tonight. Maybe you want to bring a sweater. So some guys, you know, you have to resonate on this point, because for one guy, it makes him feel good, and another guy, it's like, she's babying me. It's a tough call for the girl also. But very often it's that feeling that's a step beyond.
It's nice to be babied by someone. It means she cares for you.
Oh. It's also good because she should end up with a guy that likes to be babied as she likes to do
right.
it.
Right.
Right.
If the guy doesn't like it, better than...
So I'm saying very often that's the key difference. When a girl will bake cookies, it makes a difference. And it goes the other way too. When a guy goes out of his way. But what we're really looking for is that feeling that there's a special connection going on here. The Chafetz Chaim says, don't think that taking in guests is only a mitzvah with the poor. It is a mitzvah with the wealthy as well.